And here are our next contestants, Kim Macnick and Jason Wallace.
Hello.
All right, this is an amazing little fun fact about Kim. You are synesthetic.
Yes, I am.
Yes, in what sense?
I hear colors.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's like being on drugs all the time.
Oh, yeah? So when did you first realize that you had this power?
Oh, we're going for the nerdy, are we? So I was in an a cappella group.
We're going for the nerdy. Do you know where you are?
I was in an a cappella group, and I kept saying, let's do the blue song, guys. Come on, let's do the blue song. And I'm like, you know, 19 or 20, and everybody's looking at me like I have four heads. Like, the blue song?
Yeah.
Crazy person? And one of the girls in the group was like, oh, you have synesthesia. And so it turns out that not everybody knows that 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon is blue. But I did, and so that's how I figured out that the world is not quite as colorful for everyone else.
Wow. Okay, so what color is our show?
Well, it depends. I mean, different
black.
Voices, different music.
Blue, but red.
Sometimes, you know, like ultramarine. You never know.
Ultramarine? I like you. Jason?
Yes?
How about a fun fact?
I don't know if I can top that.
I'm sure you can.
I guess I probably know more song lyrics and movie lines than anybody humanly should know.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a useful superpower.
That is a useful... I mean, not in the game
only
we're about to play,
Name That
but...
Tune.
And you just love gathering that kind of trivia, always been interested even as a child?
Pretty much. Ever since I was like maybe five, I'd watch the same movie over and over again, over again. That way I would memorize the lines.
Yeah, so what was the first movie that you did that with?
The Karate Kid.
Ah, nice. All right.
The original.
The original, sorry. Yeah, I mean, come on.
There's only one, really.
What's the last line of The Karate Kid?
Finish him!
So this game is called Everything But the Why, which I'm told is a game showcasing super vocalics. That sounds like some word nerd stuff, so I'm going to pass it over to you, puzzle guru Greg Pliska. Explain what this is.
Well, I will. I'm shocked everyone doesn't know about super vocalics already. A super vocalic is a word that includes one instance of each of the five vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, in any order. And in this case, it does not include Y. So, for example, if I said a handheld drum with jingles around the rim, you'd say tambourine, because tambourine contains each of the vowels only once. Jason's thinking, why weren't we doing the last lines game?
All right, let's give this a shot. This is a tree genus that includes some of the tallest living things on Earth and is also a model of Toyota SUV. Kim.
Sequoia?
Yes. I am Groot. Medical procedures that might be performed by a coroner. Jason.
Autopsy.
Medical procedures.
Autopsies?
Yeah. We'll give it to you. The opposite end of the spectrum from infrared.
Ultramarine? No, that's
not. Kim, that is not the sound we were looking for. Jason.
Ultraviolet,
that is what we were looking for.
I psyched myself out.
I know. That's sometimes when you have too much knowledge, right? Sometimes it's hard. I wouldn't know, but for other people. Mark Twain called this vegetable a cabbage with a college education. Kim.
Cauliflower?
Yes. This word describes someone with a handlebar, a Fu Manchu, or a walrus-like growth of hair on his or her upper lip. Jason.
Mustache.
No, it's in that world. Kim?
Mustachioed. If you had it.
This is your last question. In a 1957 hit song and movie, it's the kind of rock done by Elvis Presley. Jason.
Jailhouse Rock.
Correct! I'm going to find out the scores from Greg Pliska in 1 second, but I just have to say, you guys kind of rocked that game. That was a hard game. Amazing. Puzzle Guru Greg Pliska, how did our fine, smart contestants do?
They rocked the game, and they rocked it equally. We have a tie. So I have for you, Kim and Jason, a tiebreaker question about another super vocalic. A conversation between two people. Kim?
Dialogue?
That is correct. You are our winner. So, well done, Kim. You'll be moving on to the Ask Me One More final round at the end of our show.
Listen to Ask Me Another and ask yourself, why isn't that me answering questions? Well, it can be. If you want to join us on the phone or right here on stage, just send us an email at askmeanother@npr.org.